The second calmness is stronger than the first. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And for the next few weeks, I'd like to share with you some ideas and meditate on some concepts to do with the upcoming High Holy Days. And today I want to talk about Rosh Hashanah and the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Although this year, it's only a mitzvah one day because the year starts with the Shabbat and we don't blow shofar on Shabbat. But this we blow it the second day, but the theme of the shofar is still a highlight of Rosh Hashanah. Now's a lot of time to go into all the combinations and the amount of sounds that we blow out of shul, in shul, and how it all works. But I do want to just point out one structure of the shofar. You will notice when you hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar represents a cry coming from the heart, returning to God, reconnecting with Hashem. But every time we blow shofar, we'll notice that we start with a tkia, which means a long sound. Like that. And then it follows by some short sounds, and they're different kinds. There's shorter and very short, like tu, tu, or tu, 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 or a combination of both. And then it's immediately followed by another calm and straight line called a tkia. So we have tkia on either side. In the middle, we have these broken sounds called shvarim or trua, and that's how the structure goes. And we repeat that pattern throughout the blowing of the shofar. What is the significance of that? Some of the Hasidic masters explain in the following way. A tkia is a long, calm, straight sound. We come into the world, a baby is born, and everything is pure. Everything is beautiful. There's no problems other than being a little bit hungry and demanding its food and so on. But the world is not complicated. As we grow older, sometimes complications set in. So the long, straight sound of the shofar represents the calmness, the purity, when things are going well, when things are okay. The broken sounds represent the complexity of the world, the up and down of the world, the challenges that sometimes we have in our human experience, the things that could go wrong, the things that don't seem, it just seems choppy, broken up. The brokenness sometimes of existence, the challenges that we have, the traumas that we have, and so on. And our job is to decide what we're going to do with those ups and downs. What do we do with the broken sounds? And to remember that the power of resilience and the power of growth within the human being, within the human soul, is so powerful. The ability to take even pain and to become stronger from it, to use every challenge as an opportunity, to use every down as a tool for further growth and meaning. Even though we don't ask for these things, but they come sometimes. And sometimes they're painful. Sometimes not so complicated, but nevertheless, to use a bad day to learn from it, to know what to do with it. When we work through this and we don't become a victim of challenge, we don't define ourselves by the ups and downs. What follows is another tkia. We reintroduce the smoothness. We reintroduce the inner peace and the calmness. But we are taught that second tkia is so much more powerful than the first. It's like King Solomon says that light that comes from darkness is far brighter than the light itself. Resilience and strength that comes from challenge is so much stronger than natural strength, which explains a little bit why we eat honey on Rosh Hashanah. Honey actually, it's sweet, but it comes from a stinging bee and a non-kosher animal. Seems very negative. It comes from something that hurts. And yet it represents the transformation of negativity into positivity, which produces such a beautiful sweetness that is sweeter than natural sweetness. And as we enter a new year, we recognize that there's been challenges. We recognize that sometimes we fail. Sometimes there's been challenges from within our own personalities, from without, things that have happened to us. And yet we commit and we ask God to help us turn the negative into the positive, turn the challenge into the opportunity. Take the ups and downs and turn them into smoothness and calmness. And that is represented by the shofar. The first kiyah is the natural calmness, natural state of being, the childlike sort of purity, or the beginning of any new experience, the honeymoon period of every life experience that we experience. The truva, the broken sounds, are the challenges, and the tkiya is navigating them and being resilient and growing from them, which produces the ultimate calmness. It's the concept also we have in Rosh Hashanah called tshuva, sometimes translated or mistranslated as repentance. It includes repentance, but it's more than that. It's about the recognition that as human beings, we have a set of values we're supposed to adhere to. We have a set of mitzvot we're supposed to keep, but we don't always do it properly. So our natural state, yes, is to be good and choose good. But sometimes we fail. But then to recognize that failure is a tool of growth, and that failure could help us become stronger and more committed. Again, the same idea. We start off with a tkiah, problems in the middle, and then a very calm tkiah. So let's just internalize that. To do that, we really have to think about who we are and our soul, which is the essence of our existence. So you want to close your eyes and just relax, focus. For a moment, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out, tapping into the rhythm of life, the calmness of existence. And we know that breathing is neshima, which represents our neshama, our soul. Breathing in, connecting to your neshama, breathing out, exhaling the toxicity of life, starting again with the purity of the soul. And of course, the soul has many layers. The deepest part of our soul is the purity, the calmness, the divinity, the infinity, the infusion of godliness, the pristineness of the depth of our neshama. That's how we start life. Pure, calm. But as the functional layers of the soul, cognition, emotion, behavior, etc., emerge, sometimes choppy, the shvarim or the trua, Rosh Hashanah is a time to reconnect, to emerge and connect to the pristineness of our soul. Working through failure, working through challenge, working through inner turmoil, and returning once again, stronger than ever, to the second tkiah. When you hear the shofar, tap into the sound, the meaning of the sound. The tkiah, which sounds like when you hear that sound, think of the calmness, the straightness. But also confront and tap into and recognize the ups and downs, the shvarim or the trua, the brokenness, challenge, complexity, only to return back and to reignite stronger, the tkiah once again, the power of Rosh Hashanah. Wishing everyone a meaningful preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Next 2 weeks is a time to prepare, to focus, and to reflect, and to be able to tap into the amazing blessings that, please God, God will give us this coming year for Shana Tova Umetuka. Have a wonderful day.